Lakshmi from Hyderabad. She has been ardent devotee of Bhagavan Ramana since about the year 2002 onwards. I have also known her in the past 4 or 5 years. Whenever she comes very often, she is a household lady with 2 kids and a husband who is a chartered accountant. But she just rushes almost every month once and for a minimum of 4 to 5 days at a time to be at Ramanashramam and to do her sadhana mainly in the meditation hall. The story as to how she happened to come to Bhagavan Ramana for the first time and how Bhagavan Ramana caught her just like a tiger catching the head of a man and never leaving it. It's something worth hearing, and you could hear it from her own mouth. Mrs. Lakshmiji, please.
Thank you, Swamiji, for the nice introduction. Whatever I speak, even if it benefits one person to become another prey of Bhagavan, I'll be too happy. I was born and brought up in a family with Arya Samaj background, where there was no idol worship. So I'd never been to a temple, or I never knew what it is to do worship to the God by going to a temple. 23 years when I got married, I never knew that I had to go to a temple, and Bhagavan has been so nice to me that he never created such an occasion where I had to ask God for something. That had been the past life of mine. In 1988 I was blessed with Pranav, my elder son, and in 1990 with Pratik, my younger son. My younger son Pratik was the reason for what I came to Bhagavan. When Pratik was 7, he started getting a lot of headaches. And then he was not able to eat anything. Even milk, if I give him, he used to vomit. So I've been going to so many doctors. Doctor said there's nothing wrong with him. It's just that he's, after a few days, he'll get used to eating like that. So I went to Tirupati, like some people told, go here, go there. I went rushing with my child everywhere. Then in 2002, July 31st, which was my birthday, we had a big party. And then Pratik was suffering with severe headaches. So that night he had 104 temperature. I gave him a medicine and put him to sleep. On August 1st when I got up, I saw a small piece of paper and a pen in his hand, and he was fast asleep. There was no fever. I removed that paper and saw what it was. In that he wrote a poem called Who Am I? I would be happy to read that poem right now.
How old was your son at this time?
He was 12. He had written, Who am I? Am I my? Tell me why. It's on the earth. I'm on the earth, below the sky. What happens when me die? Will I be someone else or my today? I am a very curious guy to know who am I. At present, I am a spy to know my I. This, when I read, it didn't make any sense to me. And he also wrote that I, my, me. It is so mysterious to me. I want to know what is the meaning of all these words. They all look alike, mean alike, but there is something beyond. There is a meaning beyond all these things. This was what his curiosity was. I was thinking, what is this? Why is he so confused? What is there to be confused in these words? Because I never knew that there was something called Bhagavan's philosophy, anything at this moment. So then in August I happened to go to Chennai to see one of my cousins. The cousin of mine told me, I showed him this poem and said, what is this? He's getting temperatures, he's getting headaches. And all the time he's asking me, Amma, who am I? Who am I? What is this? I don't know. Then he said, you are very fortunate to have such a child who is asking such a beautiful question at this young age. What he is asking, who am I, is Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi's philosophy. This is what Bhagavan's teaching is. His main teaching was, who am I? So that's the first time I ever heard Bhagavan's name. Until then I never heard his name, nor I saw his picture, nor I never knew about a place called Tiruvannamalai. So then he told me, I have a friend who is an ardent devotee of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. He is Mr. Kodandaram. Why don't you go to him? Why don't you take Pratik over there where he might find some answers? So that is how my journey to Bhagavan started. I came down to Tiruvannamalai in search of my Guruji Kodandaramji. So when I met him, the first thing I introduced Pratik to Guruji. He said, Uncle, I like you very much. Do you like me? He said, yes, I like you. You're a sweet boy. Then he said, I want to know who am I. Then Guruji was shocked. It was a straight question. He just said, who am I? I want to know at such a young age. And then Guruji told, why don't you relax for some time? And he took us around the hill because Bhagavan recommended everybody to go around the hill. He took us by walk early in the morning at 5 o'clock. He came and he took both of us. And we stayed because it was Dasara holidays for Pratik. So we came for 1 week and we stayed in Tiruvannamalai. And Guruji took us every day around the hill, and on top of the hill he made us sit and he was explaining many things about how Vasishtha was explaining to Rama about this subject. In a very simple language, because Pratik was too small, he could not understand high philosophy. So he had to come down to Pratik's level and explain to him in simple words. See, after the whole trip was over, the day I was leaving, that day he told me, how do you feel? I said, nothing. I don't feel anything. It's only I'm worried that my child is confused like that. He said, your child is not confused. You are confused. And he also told me, assured me that this trip was not only for my child, but for me also. He said, you are also going to be benefited. If you are not going to benefit, then Bhagavan wouldn't have brought you here. He said, just sit in the old hall, look at his eyes and pray to him and ask him, what is the purpose? Why did you bring me here? You will get all the answers. That day, just before I left, I sat for a very long time, almost 3-4 hours in the old hall. And I was going on asking, Bhagavan, I don't know anything, please help me. That was when I felt very light and a kind of connection took place between me and Bhagavan. Then Guruji always told, see, I am only a ko-sadhaka. Don't tell I am a guru or something like that. Because I have a better understanding, I can make you understand a few things, but I cannot show you what this is. I cannot show what you are looking for. It's only Bhagavan who can show you all this. So just because I am a guru or something, don't give me such big titles. Look up to Bhagavan. And definitely that day, when I was just sitting silently and just praying to Bhagavan, just not knowing what it was. I don't know why I'm sitting. Then a kind of sudden connectivity took place between both of us. The connection was like, I had tremendous love for him. Just like that, love arose for him, me in my heart for Bhagavan. And it was so strong that he became everything for me. Even when I went back, the thought of Bhagavan never left me from that moment. Somewhere off the corner of my heart, of the mind, or whatever you say, he was there for me, that's it. Always I felt him, and every minute I felt him. And that was the time when I came second time, and my son wrote another poem, which was published in the 125 Years of Grace of Bhagavan. So I would like to read that poem also. This poem really changed me. This is the poem I got answers for many questions. At least it was an understanding that what is life, what is the purpose of life and things like that. I would like to read this poem also.
I think both these poems were reproduced in the mountain form.
No, only this, My Lifetime Ambition.
Oh.
And another one also. It goes like this, My Lifetime Ambition. Once again, a prisoner's birth, down in the jail on the planet Earth. I wonder the number of my new vehicle. It's the account of my life cycle. My ambition of life is to never again fail and to break free through this planet jail. I want to step my foot off this false world. I set up my goal to destroy my life cycle and die. And to the planet of prisoners, I want to say goodbye. This was what made me put a lot of questions to my Guruji. What is this planet? What is my son telling that he wants to step his foot off the false world? Why is he calling this false world? And so many questions arose, and then I started looking to Bhagavan. And I asked him, why is my mind asking me to come here? Why am I feeling heavy when I go away from here? I don't have answers for these questions. So Guruji told me, Amma, just like milk is there everywhere in the cow, but it can be extracted only through the udder. Same, God is there everywhere, but His presence is felt better in holy places, sacred places, and in pure souls. So that is why your mind is asking you to come here. It is dragging you. Then I felt that sacred place is at the feet of Arunachala and at the home of my Bhagavan. And always I felt that this is my home, this is my home. I've been away. For some reason I've been away like that. And then I started coming and I started getting more clarity. Not clarity. My love is becoming more stronger to Bhagavan. It was becoming more stronger. And then Guruji said, I asked Guruji, what do I do? He just said, it seems once Devaraj Mudaliar asked this question and Bhagavan said, hold on to me like a monkey baby. Like wherever, see, when the monkey is jumping one root to the one tree, it's the duty of the baby to hold on to the mother. It seems this is the answer Bhagavan gave. So Guruji told me, hold on to him like a monkey baby. He'll take the rest. He'll take care of you like a cat, like how it protects the baby. So I said, okay. He just said, put in your self effort and hold on to him. From that day, it is 6 years since I've been here, from 2002. September 29th, I came here first. From that day till today, I have never left Bhagavan. For me, Bhagavan is not a person, Bhagavan is not a form, Bhagavan is nothing. He's just love. He's just a feeling from within. So from that day, I had so many problems. I had financial problem, which was never felt before. I had physical problem, I had 4 major surgeries in 3 years. I didn't lose my interest, nor I didn't lose my confidence. As the problems for me increased, as they increased, my love for Bhagavan also increased. My trust, my faith, my confidence, my devotion, everything increased in leaps and bounds. I was holding on to Him and I could pass on through everything very comfortably. The more I held on to Him, the more peaceful my journey became. Though it was lot of ups and downs. And the best part that happened to me, like my mind started becoming very calm. A part of me was holding on to Bhagavan and a part of my mind was becoming lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. Like Guruji said, whenever I had any emotional problems, anything like emotion, like greed, like jealousy, like hatred, These are all emotions, and there are so many senses that keep working and pulling you towards the world.
Yes.
So whenever these sort of things came, Guruji always told, inquire. What did Bhagavan tell? Inquire. Inquire, who am I? For whom are these problems coming? For whom is this attraction coming? Who is getting attracted? If it is not you, then who am I? It's not your body, it's not your... Then who am I? Just ask Bhagavan. Why am I getting angry? Who is it that is getting angry? Who is it that is getting greedy? Who is it that is having hatred? So, especially I had hatred for 2 people, which was because that is what I got. After 1.5 years of inquiry, that hatred is totally lost. I don't have hatred. I don't have hatred for that person at all. It is gone totally because I kept on asking, Bhagavan, help me. Bhagavan, help me, I'm getting greedy. Bhagavan, help me, I'm going there. My mind wants, like now, even pleasures. I don't seek much of pleasures. I am there in all those, in the midst of, let it be a movie, let it be anything. I am there. My children want me to go, I go. But there is not great pleasure coming out of that. I'm not enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying Bhagavan inside.
Yes.
They are all very petty when the happiness I'm getting of thinking of Bhagavan is so high. And I can't explain these things. It's not something that I can explain. It's something that I can experience.
Yes.
And that experience is Bhagavan for me.
So very interesting.
By the way, may I know what happened to that problem of vomiting of your son?
I forgot to mention that. See, the first day when we came for prasadam, the day we landed, 11:30, we had prasadam. My son used to vomit everything he ate, he used to vomit. So when we went to have prasadam, I saw that we were sitting in the hall where there is no...
This is in Sri Ramanashram.
Yeah, in Sri Ramanashram where there is no wash basin. So I rushed and picked up one cover so that, thinking that if he vomits in so many people, it won't be nice. So they put quite a good quantity of food in Pratik's leaf. That was the first time Pratik ate without my help, because till that day I was feeding him. First time Pratik just took the food and ate the entire portion which was served in his leaf. From that day he never vomited again. He never vomited again, unless some viral fever or something like that. But that vomiting really left him.
Forever.
Forever.